Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 7:22. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Lindy in the news was talking about that story that the United States are going to be looking at people's social media accounts. It's a very, very strange one. And I mean, I get it. I understand that maybe it's a window into our soul. I'm not really convinced because there's not a lot of soul on social media. That aside, how relevant is it? How valid is it? We wanted to get an opinion of somebody who does grapple with this sort of thing all the time. That is Professor Anton Haber. He's the executive director of the Campaign for Free Expression. Professor Anton Haber, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. But I'm not sure we can all be well as we sit every day and watch what the American administration is doing to our world, our values, our global economy. It's really a very troubling time.
It is a completely mad time. There's just no other way to put it. Talking about this idea that they're going to be looking at people's social media activity, comments, racism, anti-Semitism, all of that. Initially I found it quite jarring, but then I thought, but hold on a minute. If they are allowing somebody in, then isn't that within their rights to do that, even if it's perplexing?
You know, America was supposed to be the land of free expression, the land where you could say what you think. You know, it's one thing to check people's records if they're coming to the country to see, for example, if they have links to terrorism or they have convictions and stuff like that. But now this, you know, it's very clear in their campaign against illegal migrants, it's going much further than that. It's against migrants and visitors they just don't like, that just disagree, that just are critical of Trump or some of his policies. It's a real chilling of free expression in a way America hasn't seen for many years.
Yeah, because it's in a way they're saying that, well, Americans are allowed to say whatever they want, but the rest of the world isn't. Certainly, like it's a very, and it's so subjective, isn't it?
Well, sorry, I have to stop you there. They're not saying Americans can say whatever they want. I mean, Trump is systematically going after those who've not just disagreed with him, but even those who've challenged some of his strangest fantasies, like his winning the previous election. You know, he's systematically going after people who say things he doesn't like or is critical. It really is a clampdown on free expression in a country that like to see itself as the model of free expression.
Isn't this a trend that we're seeing in other places as well? On the flip side of it, we're reading stories about people being arrested in the UK for saying things on social media that the current administration there doesn't agree with. Is this a global problem?
Well, I don't know of, you know, I know of a clampdown on protesting in the UK that's been going on for some years, but I don't know of people being arrested just because the government doesn't like what they're saying. But there is a trend, certainly among governments that may be democratic but see themselves as not liberal, to clamp down on rights in many ways. You know, we think of Hungary, we think of the previous administration in Brazil. We're certainly watching it happen in America, where rights are being quite severely trampled on in the pursuit of certain policies.
What does this mean when the United States okays something like this? It often is a signal to the rest of the world that this is behavior that can be tolerated or allowed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, when powerful America takes conduct that was previously fringe and moves it to the center of politics, then it normalizes it. It makes it acceptable practices, and other aspirant autocrats around the world follow the example. So yes, it's a very worrying global trend, because what America does and the examples it sets, because of its size and its scale and its influence, does affect the rest of the world and often provides a model for those who would like to behave in the same way.
Is there any validity in stopping people immigrating to a country, people who hold racist ideologies?
Well, yes. If you're accepting immigrants, then you're entitled to set criteria. But what would be extraordinary is if a country like America, which sees itself as the land of free expression, starts to do it on the basis of views, not because they're radical, but because they're critical of Trump and the current administration. You know, we've seen examples of people being turned away, not as migrants, but as visitors to America, because they've picked up criticism of Trump on their social media, and this is deeply disturbing.
Is that similar to, for example, the South African government refusing the Dalai Lama a visa because of their China relationship?
Yes, I think there are comparisons. I mean, that was done because of Chinese pressure. So that was a foreign policy decision to bow to the power of China. But no doubt it said, you know, if you practice or have views that not just we don't like, but that our allies don't like, then we're going to make visa decisions on that basis. And I think that's deeply concerning.
It really is. And these are the trends. These are the trends that we are going to keep an eye on in 2025. How far will they go? Well, that is the question. That is the concern. Thank you, Professor Anton Harbour, as always, Executive Director of the Campaign for Free Expression. What are your thoughts on that? Should America have the right to do this? Should they be going this route? Just taking a look at some of your messages, Mark says, is the American free speech inclusive of hate speech and burning American symbols and damage to property and threatening another population group? Okay, that is that question. Yeah, it's a very, very perplexing one indeed. It is 7:30. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.